From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Iranian protests continue. Thousands of pro-government supporters held rallies Saturday across Iran for the fourth day in a row. This one day after Iranian leaders' sharp criticism of the United States for calling a United Nations Security Council emergency meeting focused on the protests. During that meeting, the U.S. put Iran on notice, and U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley said the world is watching Iran right now. Here's more from VOA's Margaret Bashir.
U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley surprised council members this week by calling for the public session. Haley said the week-old protests that have rapidly spread to nearly 80 cities and towns across Iran are evidence of the people's long festering frustration.
The Iranian people understand the nature of their regime. They understand that their lack of voice in their government has allowed the regime to ignore them.
Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
The unrest resulted in the deaths of 22 people and the arrest of more than 1,000 others. U.S. President Donald Trump appears to be ratcheting up the pressure on Pakistan. In a late-night tweet Friday, the president suggested he would be in favor of cutting all aid to Islamabad. His administration announced Thursday it is suspending well over $1 billion in military funding to Pakistan over the government's refusal to take more decisive action against terrorism. Pakistan's military Friday dismissed the U.S. action as meaningless, saying it would serve only to undermine security cooperation and regional peace efforts. And we have more on this story as well as more as what's going on with the Koreas on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump said Saturday he would engage in phone talks with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un if the opportunity presented itself.
If we can come up with a very peaceful and very good solution, we're working on it with Rex, we're working on it with a lot of people. If something can happen and something can come out of those talks, that would be a great thing for all of humanity.
Friday, North Korea accepted South Korea's offer to have the two countries' representatives meet this upcoming Tuesday at a border village. The high-level talks are expected to be about the upcoming Olympic Games in the South and how to improve overall ties. Any dialogue between North and South is seen as a positive step in improving relations on the Korean Peninsula. Arab foreign ministers met in the Jordanian capital Amman Saturday to discuss the ongoing dispute over President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Jordanian Foreign Minister Ayman Safadi, who hosted the gathering of the Egyptian, Saudi, Jordanian, and Moroccan foreign ministers, told journalists that the position of Jordan is to push for international recognition of a Palestinian state.
سنسعى الآن للحصول على قرار سياسي دولي عالمي للاعتراف بالدولة الفلسطينية على خطوط 4 حزيران 67.
He says that the Jordanian position is to seek an international political decision to recognize a Palestinian state within the borders prior to June 4, 1967, with Jerusalem as its capital. He adds that all efforts will be made as well to prevent other countries from following the U.S. example and moving their embassies to Jerusalem.
That was Edward Uranian reporting. Foreign Minister Safadi insists that Jordan is not contemplating canceling its peace accord with Israel over this matter. He stressed the best way to resolve the conflict is for the international community to block the U.S. decision and push for a two-state solution. And a magnitude 5.1 earthquake hit western Iran on Saturday, injuring 8 people, according to early reports on state television. 2 of those injured had to be taken to the hospital, the television said. The U.S. Navy says it has located a transport plane that crashed in November into the Philippine Sea, killing 3 Navy sailors. The C-2A Greyhound aircraft plummeted into the sea while it was on a routine mission the day before Thanksgiving, taking passengers and cargo from a U.S. base in Japan to the USS Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier. I'm Liz Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.